Hey, thank you, thank you. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Here we are in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on a wonderful day here. Let's head out to Grant County, where we have never checked in with the county agent out there in Carson, North Dakota. Tessa Osterbauer, how are you today?
I'm doing good, considering it's hot out, but it's not as hot out as it has been, so I'm a little bit happier with that.
Indeed, yeah. Us North Dakotans, it's tough to handle the heat, but the humidity is worse, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, have you received some beneficial rains or some damaging thunderstorms?
You know, we really haven't gotten much rain since we had some heavier storms back in early July. I think it was July 6th that we had some really heavy rains here in the county, and those were a little damaging for parts. I know they received some pretty serious hail north of Elgin there and are still dealing with some damage from that. But since then, we haven't gotten a whole lot but a few showers here and there, and I know a lot of people would really appreciate it if we would, but
yeah,
hopefully we'll get some soon. I know we did on Friday. There was a little rain, but nothing too substantial.
So you're kind of still drought-starved for rain, huh?
A little bit. I know that damaging rain in July was also some saving grace for other producers. So we've had the crops are probably looking better than people would have expected for how it was going early on, but we are a little dry yet, yep.
All right. Well, we'll pray for a little rain to come your way here. But other folks are over here in the east are kind of going, we've had enough, thank you, for a while. But
yeah,
so for the folks over here who are never get out there to Carson, North Dakota, tell us what you grow in Grant County.
Oh, a little bit of everything. I guess we have primarily cattle out in Grant County, so a lot of the crops that are raised here are for livestock. We have a lot of wheat, a lot of sunflowers, corn, millet is a more popular crop out here as well, and a lot of alfalfa, but alfalfa fields in North Dakota are more like grass fields, according to some people.
Yeah.
But that's our primary crops, I'd say.
Millet, wow. So all the bird feeders should be grateful that you guys are growing millet out there.
Yeah. They're also thankful for the sunflowers around here, too, I'm sure.
Oh, I bet they're beautiful right now, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're in the prime right now.
Good deal. All right. Well, how are the cows?
Doing good. I think our branding season went pretty smooth. We had a more mild winter, so our calving season wasn't so stressful, and I think people are just hoping for some rain to get a little more hay heading into the fall here. But other than that, cows have been looking good. Flies haven't been terrible, but it has been kind of hot, so a little bit stressful for them in some days. But
the wind,
we're still kicking.
Yeah, good deal. The wind at like 20 to 25 miles an hour, that's keeping the flies held down a little today.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. I guess it has some benefits if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, let's see. Hey, now most county fairs, well, I guess pretty much without exception, all county fairs, there might be one or two. Yes, they are going to have a county fair. And 4-H Achievement Days are few and far between. How about in Grant County?
Yeah, ours is actually this weekend, starting Thursday, August 13th through the 16th. We're having our Grant County Fair and 4-H Achievement Days, so we're planning to do it as normal as possible, space ourselves out some more, and have some more cleaning supplies and disinfectant on hand for the attendees. But we're planning to continue with it as best and as normally as we can.
Wonderful. Now, how do you use a sanitizing wipe on sheep? That might be tough.
That we haven't planned. We're trying to keep the kids sectioned off by their families, and we won't be handling other people's critters as much as they'll be handling them themselves, but we will have some sanitizer on hand for things like round robin, where you can't avoid touching the other critters. But
yeah.
We won't be sanitizing the sheep specifically.
Okay, good. So you got everything sorted. Instead of by breed, you got them sorted by family, and that's good. Ready. Yep. So that's cool. So you got a concert and maybe, I don't know, car races. What all happens at the Grant County Fair?
Oh, we have a rodeo on Saturday. We have a youth rodeo on Sunday, and we have each bar puts on a dance Friday and Saturday night. So there will be a dance sponsored by at the County Seat Lounge on Friday night, and Saturday night the Rock Ridge Bar is putting one on. And I believe they have live singers for both of them. And we have an old car show, our parade's still going on, and some yard games that the FFA chapters are putting on as well.
All right. Good old family fun at the Grant County Fair this weekend. Anybody who's missing a county fair, head out to Carson, North Dakota this weekend. All righty. Tessa Osterbauer, Grant County Extension, thank you very much for the visit.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice chatting with you.
My pleasure. We'll call again and hope for a good finish to the crops for you.
Sounds good.
All righty.